VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot of world posturing going on right now. You think of the nations that are involved in so many different fronts right now. Russia, Ukraine, we think of China, Iran, and yes, Israel in there as well. We'll be talking about various world conditions today and also address this new sculpture that's been erected outside the United Nations headquarters in New York. Have you seen it, folks? It's known as a guardian for international peace and security. I mean, it's a fusion of a jaguar and eagle that has similarities to end times, the end times beast as described in Daniel and Revelation. Well, we've got a lot to talk about today, and with us, we welcome Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr., a speaker, teacher, Mideast guide, videographer, and speaker on Prophecy Today. Jimmy, thank you for being with us.
Hey, Jim, it's great to be with you again.
Yeah, all I can say is everyone needs to buckle their seatbelts. We've got a lot of information to pass along.
Put mine on right now.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, before we do, you and I were just talking before the show started today about the recent conference that you were at with a special tribute to your dad. Tell us about that.
There's a pre-trib conference, a pre-tribulation study group, originally organized by Tim LaHaye. They've been in operation for 30 years now. My father was involved with those original group of men. I call them the men that wrote the books, like Dr. Walbert and Pentecost and Ryrie. So when it first started, Tim LaHaye wanted to bring men together to hold each other accountable as to what they were teaching. And they would present papers, much like, in a small room that they would talk about. One would present a paper, and then they would all discuss whether they agreed with it or some of the pros and cons to what they found. And so that's what started 30 years ago. Over the years, my father was there. He did the current events, and then that's what we do in our ministry. We examine current events in the light of God's prophetic word. So for many years, Dad was there. And again, this year they had it. The banquet night, they did a tribute to my father and his years of ministry in the ministry of Prophecy Today, teaching Bible prophecy, being involved in Israel with Day of Discovery Television, and being on so many programs such as your own, being able to help people to understand the times in which we're living.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord. And his legacy does continue, Jimmy, as his ministry has touched so many lives, and so glad that the ministry of prophecy today continues on. And as we look at world conditions today, there's much happening. And I'd like to, let's begin with Russia, building up its troops along the Ukrainian border. Give us your observations on this.
Well, as we have been seen now for about the last 4 weeks, Russia has been posturing, and it's not really just in the last 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. We have visited this topic over the last couple of years, and my father probably talked about it with you in the past, and we've brought it up again. We talked to Colonel Bob McGinnis a couple weeks ago, and he made the announcement that he felt like there was a 50-50 chance that Russia was going to invade or attack Ukraine in the winter. That was our first announcement about 4 weeks ago. Then over the past, President Biden got involved. He tried to talk tough. And unfortunately, I'm not taking any type of political point of view here, but I don't think President Biden has what it takes to go up against Putin. And we're really in a cold war right now. When you look at it, the troops that are being amassed on the Russian border and the Ukraine side, you've got the European Union that's involved. You've got the United States that says that we will protect Ukraine as if it was part of NATO, and it's not a part of NATO. So this is the first time that the United States has come out and has said anything about that. Well, when you look at what's happening today, and the reason why this is so very important, this is kind of the kind of the line that Vladimir Putin wants to cross, because he believes that Ukraine is a part of Russia, and he wants to take part in taking it back. As a matter of fact, when the fall of Russia, the Soviet Union took place, and all of these nations kind of left communism, the Soviet Union, and under the control of socialist Russia, that was the drawing line. And none of those countries really have become a part of the European Union, and especially the Stans, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, all of those. So we see that Vladimir Putin is really moving to a point, and I believe, Jim, that the attack could take place this winter. It could be that first wave could be done with the Russian their air force going into Ukraine and attacking, and then all of a sudden you have a lot of countries here that are dealing with that have a nuclear arsenal.
Yeah,
and it really could put us into a position of where we see the European Union, the United States, the former Soviet Union, Russia, really moving into a place of just the scenario setting up that's talked about during the tribulation period.
You know, the U.S. is, as you alluded to, we're no longer considered a nation of strength as we once were regarded. And I know President Biden had this call to Vladimir Putin, but it just doesn't seem to have been that effective. It was reported that Russia sent even more troops to the border following the phone call. Kind of was like, this is in your face, United States of America.
And sure, you know, and the funny thing is, it's not funny, it's strange. And really sad in this situation. There are two sides to this story. One, that those that think that Vladimir Putin is just posturing. Mm-hmm. He's not posturing. This is a line that is drawn, that he's been there before, he's backed off, and now he's coming again because he sees how weak the United States has become. Many people have asked me about the United States and Bible prophecy, and I think we talked about this, Jim, when I was with you last time.
Yeah,
I don't see the United States in Bible prophecy except in Zechariah chapter 14. But I have said to many people, the United States, if we keep going down the path that we're going right now, we are looked upon as a weak nation, and we are increasingly becoming weaker day by day.
Yeah.
With our military, with the politics in this country, a division that's taking place, the chaos that's happening and the crisis, yes, we might not even be a nation within the next 5 years. I used to say 10 years. There have been bigger empires that have fallen, and the United States could come apart at the seams. And I think, you know, we've looked at the politics coming up in the future with the next with the midterm elections and the presidential. Again, I think those are going to be pivotal times in the history of America.
You know, when we consider, and, you know, I'm thankful for many, many troops that are just so faithful and pro-America and are there to do what they're called to do. But you have to look at the hierarchy, and so many are more concerned about teaching critical race theory and diversity training and implementing diversity throughout the military that they're virtually blind to what's going on in other nations and the buildup that's happening in so many other countries. And you're right. When we saw our debacle with Afghanistan and then, you know, they're just mocking us China to Taiwan. You think they're going to come to your aid? I mean, look what they just did in Afghanistan here. And it's as if we are becoming the laughingstock of the world.
We are. And I just got off the phone. I'm in Texas. We interview people and we talk to people. We even see within the United States. I was just talking with someone, a pastor up in New York. I just got back from California. When you see what's happening in the states, division, we're going to break apart. We are, and I'm as patriotic as the next person. My father was in the military. I worked with the military for many years. So I'm all for it. But when the leadership of this nation is taking us down roads and doing things that don't make sense, almost doing things in a sense to, well, they're really coming against the foundation of what America was founded on.
Yes,
the Judeo-Christian ethic, the settlers, the pilgrims that came across, the Great Awakening of the United States have for many years that carried the torch, the flag bearer for the Christian flag and the United States flag were together. Well, now that's being separated, and there's a socialist way of thinking that is coming in, and I believe that this is part of a system that the Antichrist will take advantage of in the future that Satan is allowing to come in. And I think the Christians need to be aware of what's going on in our world.
Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today on Crosstalk. Jimmy, Western Journal just reported yesterday, and I'm going to bring China into the picture here. They reported that China and Russia have announced that they're teaming up and discussing tensions with the West. Speaking of America and holding discussions on their relations with each other as a cooperation against what they see as keeping the United States from worldwide dominance. So let's bring China into the picture here. This is rather significant about China and Russia coming together, is it not?
Oh, very significant. You know, China wants to become the hegemonic leader of the world. And it wants to, whatever it can do, to put down and to destroy any opposition to the communist socialism beliefs, which, by the way, the 100th anniversary is coming up. China wants to be in charge of the world at that point. So anybody that is an obstacle in the way, China really wants to more or less put it as another feather in their cap that another democracy has fallen, that they have overrun, and that's what China's role is. And so when it partners, it's looking for other partners that it can partner with. First of all, it's going to subvert the United States by infiltrating it in our colleges, in our campuses, within our political system, the back channels, the back rooms of our political system. So it's going to bring it down that way, but it will also partner with Russia. It's partnering with, it's building the Silk and Belt Road Initiative that's going all across the continent, all the way to Europe from China, so that it can get its goods. It's putting money and infrastructure into African countries, ports all over the world, not only in Asia, but we're looking at in the Mediterranean, even in Israel. China has become and is running the port of Haifa right now. In America, it's taken over our port system. So it's really putting a stranglehold. If you can imagine the big fingers of the Chinese, the hands of the Chinese, this monster, putting it around the throats of countries of the world because it wants to become the leader. And we see that, of course, in Revelation chapter 16. We know that the kings out of the east will be, China will be a part of those kings that will come against Israel in the tribulation period.
Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today on Crosstalk. We're talking Israel, world conditions, and prophecy. Folks, in our next segment, we're going to be getting into Iran as well, because it appears there is, sympathies by Russia and China toward Iran. And look at this power that's before them. We'll be back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, popular creation speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, did Noah's Ark have to contain two of every species we find on planet Earth today?
Not at all, Chris. In fact, this is a straw man argument used by those who really don't believe in Noah's Ark at all. The Bible says that God created each basic type of animal after its kind, and that Noah was to bring two of each kind of animal on board the ark. Kind would be represented by the basic categories of animals today, such as the dog kind. Within the dog kind, there are several species. That's the wolves and the foxes and the coyotes and the dingoes. They are called species, but they're all interfertile. They're all part of the dog kind. There was plenty of room on board the ark for two of each of these various kinds of land-dwelling, air-breathing animals. The Bible story holds water, as it were. We read about it when we go back to Genesis.
For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today. Their website, prophecytoday.com. Prophecytoday.com. We were talking about China. By the way, you referenced the 100th anniversary. What you were referring to, that's the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So when we see that maturing and folks, we are they've been holding celebrations for this. We're going to bring Iran into the picture as well, because it does appear that Russia and China have certain sympathies toward Iran.
Yes, it does. They're falling in line again, they're doing battle against Satan, the big Satan, which they refer to as the U.S., the United States of America. Little Satan would refer to Israel when you're talking about Iran. So when we are looking at what's taking place, when you just recently we're watching what Israel is preparing to do. Israel's in a practice run. They've been preparing to, in May or June, they're going to run a practice run about 1,000 miles out over the Mediterranean. Now, Jim, if this is, there's no coincidence that this is the same mileage that it would take for Israel to run their Air Force, their F-14s, 15, 16s, the F-35, that's the same distance, that 1,000 miles over the Mediterranean, as it would be if they went the other way towards Iran.
Mm-hmm.
With the situation and the talks that are going on, which have basically stalled, you do see Russia and China getting involved in this, wanting to in fact, China's buying all the oil that Iran is selling, keeping it afloat. Of course, the sanctions that were put on Iran, trying to make it come under, you know, as that child that's disrupting, bringing it under. Nobody wanted to see Iran get a nuclear weapon or to continue to develop uranium. Well, they've done that, and if they don't have it already, they're very close, and that's why Israel is preparing to make that run to protect itself. The Minister of Defense in Israel was just in Washington, D.C., meeting with our minister, our Secretary of Defense, Austin. Minister of Defense in Israel, Gantz, was there, and they were talking about Plan B. Plan A is that they can talk Iran into abiding by the nuclear organization, that the watchdog that watches over them, but doesn't seem like that's going to work. So Plan B is that Israel could attack, and has made preparations in the refueling process, and they're going to practice that. Now, interesting today, Jim, I don't know if you've seen the news, but Iran and the Tehran Times just posted a picture with a map of Israel.
Yes.
And with all the targets that they have. Now, I remember sitting in with my father when Prime Minister Netanyahu talked about the threat of Iran and how the missiles that they had lined up in Iran aimed at Israel. And this was probably about 2011. Excuse me. We did Israel Under Fire with John Ankerberg, and we went to a press conference, and Prime Minister Netanyahu said that Iran has targeted. Well, Iran just posted a picture today in the Tehran Times of all the targets that they have in Israel where rockets are aimed at. So, and it says just one wrong move. We're talking about here is what we were so fearful of during the Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union, that one wrong move could start a nuclear catastrophe. And so now not only are we seeing in Russia and Ukraine, we're seeing now with Iran and Israel really ramping up and not only practicing for an imminent attack against Iran, but Iran says one false move, if we see anything coming this direction, we're pushing the button. And they have over 40,000 rockets aimed at Israel that would destroy major cities in Israel.
Yeah, folks, it's remarkable. It's in the Tehran Times and a direct threat to Israel with this. Now, folks, let's personalize that. Suppose that were the United States and there were targets that were painted on a map and in a Russian newspaper and Chinese papers about places that they were going to be striking if there was one wrong move. And this is what's happening at Israel right now. But we're a pretty big landmass here. But when it comes to Israel, we're talking about the size of New Jersey. Is that correct, Jimmy?
That's right.
Yeah.
The size of New Jersey. And it wouldn't take very many of these rockets to do. I mean, just a few would do major. Can you imagine the amount of these? And when you look at these targets on that map of Israel, it would totally devastate the nation, the state of Israel, and the little size that it is.
The Jerusalem Post just reported this week as well that the U.S. has rejected an Israeli request to fast-track the delivery of two tanker aircraft that have been ordered by Israel as plans for this possible military option against Iran's nuclear plan move forward. Is the United States trying to hinder Israel in all of this?
Oh, for sure. I mean, when you look at the Congress and the Senate, when you look at you have people that are holding up and restricting any type of, we saw they were restricting aid to help in the Iron Dome defense of Israel as it was trying to defend itself from the rockets that were coming from the Gaza Strip. By the way, the Gaza Strip and the Hamas and Hezbollah in Lebanon, these are just proxies of Iran's military. So Iran is feeding these missiles and these short-range rockets to these areas of north of Israel and Lebanon, the western part of Israel on the coast in the Gaza Strip. And so Israel is just trying to protect itself. That's all it wants to do. But when you look at our government and it holding up and putting, really basically stopping any more cooperation, I think Israel has what it takes. They would just love to have, this military aircraft that would help them in this process of this, being able to defend itself.
Yeah, and with these threats against Israel, I mean, I saw the article in Israel National News that they're reporting that the United States president is not answering the calls of Israel's Prime Minister Bennett. That relationship between Israel and the U.S. has gotten pretty rocky since the presidency change.
Yeah, well, Jim, you and I know that I don't think President Biden is answering the call of too many people at this point. He's answering the phones of the wrong people that are calling. But certainly, we have to realize that Israel is our biggest ally in this on the war on terrorism in the Mideast. It's really one of our only friends that we have as Americans. And for our government to not answer the phone or to not to even with the possibility, we're going back to the days of President Obama's administration with President Obama and Vice President Biden and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. When you look at what took place in Libya and Benghazi, and when you look at what's taking place in the Mideast, those are the days that we're going back to. And I think this is, again, should we continue on this route, it's going to be the downfall of America.
Wow. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here from prophecytoday.com. I have seen reports of Iran prepping for a space launch. Any insight on what's going on there?
Well, I think they're really trying to, I've seen those same reports, Jim, and I've seen what they've said, but I think when you look at it, this is more of them trying to develop the rockets that they are needed for long-range missile attacks. Mm. And I think that that's more what you're looking at. I don't. It could be a space launch. It could be a satellite launch. But I think right now, Iran is more looking at, and is it, as Ali Khamenei said in 2014, they're looking at, and Ahmadinejad also said the same thing. They're more concerned with wiping Israel off the face of the map than they are with, I think, trying to get into space and to join the space race with China the United States and other nations of the world.
So we have a former defense minister of Israel warning about a terror wave, lone wolf terror attacks in Judea, Samaria, indicating that Israel is going to have to force the Iranian regime into a dilemma, a bomb or survival. I mean, tensions are really heightening.
Each week we are in contact with people that live in the area of Judea and Samaria. Now, some might not are unfamiliar with that term of Judea and Samaria. That's the biblical term. That's what the term that Israel uses. Most people know it better as the West Bank because that is a political term. So when we talk about Judea and Samaria, those are the areas of the settlements in Shiloh and Bethel and Ai and all of these other Tekoa. So when you look at all of these areas where that's referred to as the West Bank, that's the political term. And yes, there's a lot happening. As a matter of fact, I know that we're going to talk about the United Nations, but the United Nations just last week put forth a resolution that it would support, that it was calling for an end of the terrorist activities by the settlers in Judea and Samaria. And what we are talking about, that people call the West Bank. These settlers are only protecting themselves because Arabs have ramped up their attacks on these people, these Jewish families that move out into these areas of ancient biblical cities. They believe that it's the land that God gave them, and they want to raise their families. Can you imagine, Jim, you moving your family out into an area where each night you're not sure whether you're going to be attacked by surrounding Palestinians or Arabs in the area that want nothing more than to run you back out of there. And so, yes, when you look at the United Nations stepping forth, they have put forth a resolution condemning the settlers that are moving into an area that nobody at this point in time wants to live in except for these people that want to rebuild the cities of the ancient cities of Judea and Samaria. So I do think that you are seeing, and although Iran will say that it wants to be on the side of the Palestinians, yes, but they very well could. The Palestinians are not their concern. Yes, they're going to fund their money through the Palestinians. They're going to give them weapons. But the major battle with Iran is Israel. And so whatever each one of these proxy groups that it will use to fight their battle for them until we're looking at a much larger battle.
Yeah, indeed. And we're just a minute or a half minute here before the break, but do the Abraham Accords, are there nations that would come to Israel's aid, or is Israel going to be all by herself?
When it comes down, yes, Jim, the Abrahamic Accords, those nations that are involved are very concerned about Iran because they have a problem with Iran. So they're siding with Israel at this point, but it's really going to be interesting to see how much they will come to the aid of Israel. And I believe the scenario for Psalm 83 could take place where they come out of a council and decide to wipe Israel off the face of the map.
Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today on Crosstalk. A quick break, and folks, if you have not seen this statue, this image that is outside the UN headquarters, it's shocking, rather, called The Guardian. And we'll talk about it right after the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Robert Sheffy was an itinerant circuit-riding preacher committed to proclaiming the gospel to the mountain folk in the eastern U.S. At the 200th anniversary of his birth, Unusual Films released a special, restored, high-definition edition of the powerful film Sheffy. VCY is making available a Sheffy combination pack to reach a whole new generation. The pack includes both a Blu-ray and DVD, and even a digital download. Also included are public showing rights enabling churches and schools that own a copy to show it publicly. While normal retail is $19.95, VCY is offering one combo pack for a donation of $15 and each additional combo for a donation of just $10 more. You can obtain 10 combo sets for a donation of just $75. Call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. is with us today. His website, prophecytoday.com. Prophecytoday.com. So, yeah, we're talking Russia, Ukraine, China, Iran, Israel, world conditions, also that of prophecy as well. And, Jimmy, I can't, the statue, this sculpture that has just been placed outside the United Nations. As a matter of fact, the UN has sent out by Twitter a tweet with this this image called the Guardian, a mix of jaguar and eagle. Your thoughts on this thing? I mean, it kind of looks a lot like, you know, some of the descriptions we see in Daniel 7 and Revelation 13.
Exactly right, Jim. When you look at those passages, the representation, which represented ancient Babylon, and you talk about not only ancient Babylon, but you're talking about the Medes and the Persians, the Grecian empire. When you look at Daniel chapter 7, these images that show up there, does it refer to the Grecian empire, which was a leopard with wings and four heads? Or was it representative of the Babylonian Empire? So it doesn't matter, but this was given to the United Nations by the government of Oaxaca in Mexico. And so, you know, as you look at it, it's striking, it hits us. But I want to caution people because there are some as teachers of Bible prophecy that want to look at New York City as Babylon, that's talked about in Revelation chapter 18. And when you look at Revelation chapter 17 and 18, when you look at that. Now, I like to look at it, and I know that my father and I have done a lot of study on this. In fact, one of the last places he wanted to go was to ancient Babylon, the city that was built by Nebuchadnezzar, that ancient city that Saddam Hussein rebuilt. And rebuilt the Ishtar Gate in ancient Babylon. I believe that ancient Babylon has never been destroyed. The Babylonian Empire fell. And we get that, and we understand that from Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7. And we understand that by reading the night that the Medes and the Persians took over the Babylonian Empire, and it fell. That was the night that Belshazzar had that drunken party. And the handwriting on the wall,
yes.
When that took place, that's when the Babylonian Empire fell. But the city of Babylon lived on throughout history. So when we take a look at this image, and if you go to, there's many places you can go on the Internet and take a look at it. What are my thoughts? Yes, it does resemble, and it's in front of the United Nations. It is a guardian for international peace and security. Just quickly, when we look back, Jim, and we've talked about the United States today, what will it be in the future? It very well could fall apart, and it could become another nation. Who is the biggest supporter of the United Nations? Well, it's the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Israel, whenever we would see the UN vehicles, the United Nations, they had the big UN on the side of the vehicles. All of us, and Israeli guides and bus drivers and all of us, it became a big joke that UN stood for unnecessary.
You
look at the United Nations today, I mean, what comes out of the United Nations? Well, the World Health Organization, you're looking at it's always taking the side against Israel. I talked about that earlier. It's taking, certainly... It is taking a philosophy in the world of one that is anti-Christian, anti-Israel, anything that has to do with things that make sense. I mean, when you see the sides that they take, so what does this mean to me when I look at it? I don't want to read too much into it because I think ancient Babylon is in Babylon in modern-day Iraq. We know that it needs to be destroyed. That's Revelation chapter 18. It talks about eight times that great city of Babylon. I believe once a tribulation takes place, the headquarters for the Antichrist will be in that seven-hilled city of Rome, Italy. That's where he will establish the false prophet, the false church. From there, at the midway point of the tribulation period, he will move his headquarters. He'll go to the city of Jerusalem, where he will establish the abomination of desolation in the temple that has been rebuilt in the city of Jerusalem during the tribulation period. And from after that statue has been set up, it's a false prophet's role to enforce the mark of the beast on people. So people that are afraid of the mark of the beast now, that doesn't take place until the midway point, 3.5 years into the tribulation period. That's 3.5 years after the rapture of the church. So when you take a look at this, and then from there, the Antichrist will go and make his headquarters in the city of Babylon, the modern-day city of Babylon. It's not going to be New York City. It's going to be in Iraq, and that city will be destroyed according to Revelation chapter 18.
Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today, and I can't help but think what's also happening right now as well. Was it 2022? We're supposed to see the opening of the Abrahamic family house in Abu Dhabi. I mean, we got a church, a synagogue, a mosque, all sharing this interfaith kumbaya together.
I like that interfaith kumbaya. I'll have to use that, Jim. Thank you. But
it's not copyrighted. Go ahead.
It's not copyrighted. But yes, when you look at this, Jim, again, we're seeing the religions of the world coming together. Now, when I talk religions, I'm not talking about Christianity. There are some aspects of Christianity. That's why it's very important to know what your church believes, what your pastor is teaching. There are some Christian churches that are coming alongside of Islamic churches and saying, hey, we serve the same God. They don't. We don't serve the same God that Islam serves or worships. We don't serve the same God that even the Catholic religion, and I'm sorry to say this, I know that there are Catholics that are believers, but I believe that they're not the same God, that these are false religions. And I think as we're seeing this, Jim, it's just we are moving faster and faster. I always like to refer to it to people as the end of that movie reel, in the old days of where we used film on reels, that it's moving faster and faster, and we're going faster and faster, getting ready for the rapture of the church to take place.
Friends, our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today, and we're talking world conditions right now. We're talking Bible prophecy as well. But so much posturing going on around the world. And, Jimmy, this really is a wake-up call for people, not only here in this country, but around the world as well, that as your father so often said, the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And certainly our eyes should be awakened to the times in which we live. I mean, we are hastening quick to the time of the Lord's return.
You're exactly right, Jim. And I believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, which means I believe that the rapture is going to happen before that 7-year period of time talked about in Daniel chapter 9, referred to in Matthew chapter 24 by Jesus when he talked about the signs of the end times and what was going to take place, referring to his second coming, leading up to his second coming. But when we look at Scripture, all of this information is there. I hope people, as they study Bible prophecy, number one, you remember that the center of all of Bible prophecy, the focus of all of Bible prophecy is on Jesus Christ. That's Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. So the focus of Bible prophecy should be Jesus Christ. Now, Bible prophecy is used to help us to understand the times in which we're living, and it's used to encourage us to live a holy, productive life, pure life, in an unholy world, and understanding that the very next event that we could, as Christians, be standing before the judgment seat of Christ, understanding that that could happen in the next second, yes, that's what keeps us pure. That's what John says in 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3.
Yep. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure.
Amen.
Tony is calling from Neillsville, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Tony.
I just wanted to make a quick comment, and then I'll hang up so someone else can get on since you're shorted. I just think that this COVID jab that Mr. Biden is and the rest of the country in the Democrat-run areas of it are forcing people to take in order to have a job or to go inside a business is an early prelude mm-hmm. to exactly what he's talking about mm-hmm. right here.
Okay, thank you, yes. Tony. Jimmy?
Yes, Tony, I agree wholeheartedly with you. This last weekend on our weekend radio program, and I think I used that clip from Dr. Rich Schmidt when he talked about, you know, we need a crisis. That's what certainly the World Economic Forum said, look, we can use a crisis to implement a thought process on the world. We need a crisis. We need chaos. We need then control and compliance. And, you know, when you look at this is what's happening. It is certainly setting up. I don't know that it is a part of what the Antichrist will use in the future, because that the rapture of the church could still be 20 years away. I don't think so. I think it could happen today. But when you see this, it certainly is preparing people to get in line, to be controlled, and to comply. And I think, you know, when you look at the letters that Paul and Peter wrote to the early churches in the first century, yes, those are the times that we're living in right now.
Let's talk to Randy in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You're on the air, Randy.
Yeah, thanks. Great program. Yeah, I just wanted to see what Jimmy's comment would be on Psalm 83, where you get kind of a picture of the nations that surround Israel getting ready to really annihilate Israel. But in what happens is the reverse. Israel sort of takes care mm-hmm. of them.
Yeah. Jimmy, a comment yeah. on Psalm 83.
Yeah, Randy, that's a very good analysis, and you're right. When you combine Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83, yes, you're right. They come out of that council in Psalm 83. Those nations, the Ishmaelites, the Saudi Arabia, the very nations that are in the Abrahamic Accord, when they come out of that, their decision is to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. But the exact opposite happens. And guess who takes credit? It's the Antichrist's role in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation to protect the Jewish people. He's going to take credit for protecting them, but it's God, according to Ezekiel 38, verses 13 and following. When you look at Ezekiel 39, it talks 5/6 of the Islamic world is going to be wiped out in the first half. I believe it's within the first 2 months of the tribulation period. I believe that this is the second seal. The first seal in Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2 is representative of the Antichrist coming on the scene. The second seal, the man on a red horse, represents war. And I believe that this is the war. But, Jim, as we have said before, and I know that you have thought this also, when we see this alignment of nations from Ezekiel 38, mm-hmm. that's Persia, that's Russia, that's the prince of Magog, which would be today Vladimir Putin. That's why we're talking about these nations.
Right.
We're talking about, I mean, Syria and Egypt. And when you look at Saudi Arabia coming in the picture and the Hagarenes, yes, these nations, the very pieces are put in place right now.
Time to wake up, folks. Thank you, Randy, for the call. We're up against the break. Jimmy DeYoung with us. And the website, prophecytoday.com. We'll take more of your calls right after the break.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. In 1995, I wrote a book entitled Reclaiming a Nation at Risk. And on page 143 to 144, I wrote this, quote, "Suppose our government puts a vaccination tracking system in place, as we discussed earlier. Not only are they tracking vaccinations, but under outcome-based education, they're tracking attitudes, values, feelings, and emotions. Add the IRS into the component, and I smell a rat. What happens, however, if our leaders are not moral and not honest? What if those in control of these tracking systems decide that certain individuals and groups of people hold politically incorrect values and beliefs and need to be retrained? Could such a vaccination and attitude tracking system be used to persecute or eliminate those who do not accept the government's way of thinking?" End quote. Many of the things I was writing about then were seen to be extreme. Now, they are reality. I'm Brandon House.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America today, discussing Israel, world conditions, and Bible prophecy as well. We're welcoming your calls here today on Crosstalk, and we've got several people lined up. Let's go to Richland Center, Wisconsin, and we have Kevin. You're on the air with Jimmy DeYoung, Jr.
Well, Jim, I wanted to show you. I came across something here recently in Deuteronomy, in a Vulgate Bible, and it's in Deuteronomy 18:11. It refers to pythonic spirits. And you look up pythonic, it means to be crushed, okay? So if you look at COVID, what's going on connected to OPEC, how is OPEC a nation relative to poisonous snake fuel?
Wow, that's quite a string of things. I don't know that it is any connection there. Jimmy, any response?
No, you know, and that's we do know that there are going to be pandemics. I don't know about the correlation. I would have to take a look at that, Kevin. You got radio host and prophecy teacher to say the words that we don't like to say, those three words, I don't know. I'd have to take a look at Deuteronomy to see how that works together. But what we do know in Matthew 24, Jesus talked about pandemics and the things that were going to take place in the future. And we know that these are a precursor, the pandemic today, the crisis for what's going to take place and what's going to happen at an even a much larger, where we're going to see half the world's population is going to die off in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. So whatever we're looking at, Kevin, in Deuteronomy, I'll take a look at that. I wrote that verse down. I'll take a look at it later. I'd love to come back and talk about it, but I'll have to study that for you.
Great. Thanks, Kevin. Kathy is next. You're on the air, Kathy.
Yeah. Several years ago, probably 10, 15 years ago, I read a book called Bullseye Iraq, where Israel went under the radar and bombed in Iraq because they were gathering things to make nuclear weapons. Is that something that Israel might possibly do again, either there or somewhere else, Iran or somewhere?
Yes, you're exactly right. That's what's taking place. I mean, that's the plan B right now, that Israel... they're going to protect themselves. They realized, especially during the first the Gulf War, they let America, and they did not respond. They let America protect them against Saddam Hussein and the Scuds that they were shooting towards Israel. Israel said never again. And so they have vowed to protect themselves. No matter what their political stance is in Israel, whether you're on the left or the right or the central, the politicians there know one thing, that as a small nation, they have to protect themselves. Now, at some point, they're going to be up against odds where only God can protect them. But when after the rapture and the Antichrist comes on the scene, he signs a peace agreement. So whatever Israel is thinking right now, which is to protect itself in the future, they're going to allow the Antichrist to protect it in the future. And I think that's something keeping an eye on as the world is looking for a strong leader. It's not Vladimir Putin, and it's not President Xi out of China. This person will come out of the European Union or the revived Roman Empire that's talked about in Daniel chapter 7.
Kathy, thank you for your call. Let's go next to Brad in West Dallas. You're on the air, Brad.
Hey, Brother Jim, I've got a question for your guest. Jimmy, did I hear you right? Did you say that you know that there are Catholics who are Christians?
I do believe, you know, the Lord knows who are Christians.
Right.
And I do believe that there are Catholics that are a part, that have accepted Christ as their personal Savior. Now, I don't judge anybody, and I certainly would not want to, and I don't want you to necessarily focus on that. And I think somebody that is a true believer in Jesus Christ as a follower would come out of the Catholic Church. But sometimes people are... because of tradition, because of family, because of that's the only thing that they know, that they are still involved within the Catholic Church. Now, I do believe, and I will take a stand on this, that I believe that the Catholic Church in Rome has been misleading, and it was established by Satan as a false religion, a false prophet, that has been leading people away. It very closely resembles Christianity, but I believe it is leading people away from Christianity.
Well, I would agree that if they are Christians and and in the Catholic Church, that they're on the move. They're on their way out the door at one speed or another.
Yes,
because they've got the wrong Jesus, and they venerate Mary as co-redemptrix and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Our Jesus is fully capable of redeeming us.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
One final call from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Ann, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to ask, can you clarify this, the prophecy about Damascus? Is it, I've heard three different ways. I've heard it will be raptured first, then Damascus, as Damascus is being, in at war, we will be raptured, or is it after? It's like a signpost, but I don't get which direction it's pointing at.
Jimmy, we got 90 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, here's what I think. There are no other prophecies that take place before the rapture takes place. So what happens in Damascus, Psalm 83, that happens after. That's Isaiah. It happens after the rapture of the church. The rapture cannot be imminent if there have to be prophecies to be fulfilled. We could all just sit back and watch it. So what does have to happen before the rapture of the church takes place? God is holding the doors open, 2 Peter chapter 3. He's not willing that any should perish, but he at some point in time has to close that door. He has to tell his son to go to the edge of heaven to shout for the archangel. That will have to take place, but there are no other prophecies to be fulfilled before the rapture of the church takes place.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ann. We had Ken Ham on yesterday talking about the ark only being one door, and I just when you talked about that door is going to close, we saw God's judgment fall upon an unbelieving world at that time as well.
Amen.
Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today on Crosstalk. You've got a lot of resources on your website. Take the half minute we have and introduce us to your site.
Jim, thank you. Our Prophecy Today website is something that we've been doing for years. We keep people updated. We examine current events in the light of God's prophetic word. We watch what's taking place. We have all my dad's teachings for years. His books that he's written, his commentaries on Revelation, Ezekiel, and Daniel. The four things that we keep our eyes on: the return of the Jews to the land of Israel, the anticipation for peace, the alignment of nations, and then the arrangements for a temple in the future. So, yes, all of these resources are on our website. We would love for people to go and check us out.
And, folks, we've got a lot of Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, too, on our VCY Bible Institute, vcybible.org. Jimmy, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thank you, Jim, so much, man. I got a smile on my face.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.